ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound. back in the jungle.
Oh, it's the Hound. WFMU, East Orange, and
have we achieved echo?
Yes, sort of. We got the thing working. Sounds real nasty. But that was our...
I can't complain, you know.
That was our super exotic Arabic surf set.
Well, so I wore my belly dancing outfit today.
Yeah, the ruby in the navel really makes it.
Who said Hasid can't surf? Let's see, that was Dave Myers and the Surf Tones with Exotic. The Ricochets and Damascus. The Blazers with Sound of Mecca. The Renegades and Istanbul. And we opened up with the Temptations and Egyptian Surf.
Those other Temptations.
Yeah, not the ones on Motown, I assume. You know. I mean...
And how about it?
After all these years, we're still coming up with incredibly stupid theme sets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pat myself on the back for that one. What do we have for you today? Il Bruch is here.
I am.
Sally's here.
Armed and dangerous.
Dennis is standing shotgun over the echo.
Yeah, Dennis is sitting up with the sick echo.
Wave, Denois. Let's see, we have the much promised set of bongo drivers, the blues and hillbilly hangovers, maybe a soul caboose. We got a cooing female set. Sally, you want to coo one time?
Ooh.
Yeah, we got a bunch of that. We have Raunch Hands tickets to give away for tonight at the Strip, four pairs. So we will be playing Identify the Rock Superstar.
Weird little mind games that you can call us on the phone about.
Yep, and probably a vibe report from Austin, Texas.
You think so?
College Rock Central. Well, Jack heard from Roscoe this morning, so I guess he's on the case, unless he's passed out by now.
Yeah. What, they're on Central Time there, is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
At the Belly of the Beast playing in a music industry circle jerk.
Yeah, sort of like a Star Trek convention with cowboy hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess we'll be giving away some... We got four pairs of Raunch Hands tickets to give away, so we're giving away like one pair.
It's the Raunch Hands. It's a group called Vibralux, which also is an amp, I guess. And
right.
What's
no, it's
the
just band? The Vibralux, no group. They're just going to let it play itself. And the last ones, which is Danny from the
Both
from the Liars band. Who canceled?
Both bands except the Raunch Hands.
Oh, really? The last one's canceled, too? So it's just the Raunch Hands. Oh,
that's too bad. I was looking... Danny McCormick from the Liars? That's who
Yeah, that was his.
Was
it was his band.
Not
I guess
too
they
bad.
Canceled,
I like that
though.
Guy.
Yeah. Little man. All right, and we got more stupid, incredibly idiotic rock, you know, rock and roll records than you could ever imagine, including more versions of Bacon Fat than you could...
Then can be found
you can shake a pig
at any other
anyway, send this one out to Mrs. Fish.
Called a bacon fat. It go
diddly 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 diddly
diddly. Help yourself, young'un. Then you go
diddly diddly diddly.
But the chicken was never like this. Yes. Feel like I wanna holler, but the town's too small. Then I went down to see my local DJ. His name was Kane. He lived down Tennessee way. I say, hey man, what is this new kind of jump where you wind up twice, then you end up with a bump? He said, dig daddy, it's a natural fact. It's a sweeping the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go
diddly 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 diddly
diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly diddly di keep a young'un. Help yourself.
And you can leave here anytime you want it.
Okay, I'm sorry I asked.
First good piece played tonight and you don't like it. Some people just ain't got any good taste.
That rotten tune. Following me around, beating in my head, never letting up.
Baby jump, yeah jump.
Fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Well, that's 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, latch the door. 5, 6, pick up stick. 7, 8, well, I'm gonna be living on her. I gotta get my baby tonight. She's a back end down, we're gonna turn everything right down. Well, a little while I get a sliver of green about my blue suede shoe. I love my alligator slippers, I'm crazy about my blue suede shoes. I got a pink pair of pants, look at yeah, I just can't lose. I got a two-tone Fairlane, cute as a gal I love. I got a two-tone Fairlane, cute as a gal I love. When that moon shines bright, I know that it's time for love. Well, we're gonna rock and roll tonight. We're gonna rock and roll tonight. I got twin carburetors like eyes ready closed. I got twin carburetors like eyes ready closed. I'm gonna give me some love and wanna make those things sound old. I'm gonna dress myself up in riding style tonight. I'm gonna dress myself up in riding style tonight. I'm gonna give me some love and white old moon shine bright. Well, we're gonna rock and roll tonight. We're gonna rock and roll tonight. We're gonna roll. We're gonna rock and roll in my fair lane tonight. I'm gonna be living on her. I gotta get my baby tonight. She's back in town. I'm gonna turn everything upside down.
This is a hit.
Boom, boom. What's that on you?
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Hand it. Any old kind of.
Hand it.
Some gold to buy a.
Hand it.
Any old kind of.
Hand it.
Any old thing just to put on your head. I'm afraid to touch your head, babe. For fear I might cut my hand. And your head is dirty like a pile of.
Hot as a frying pan,
you need a
boom, ba boom, boom.
Hand it, any old kind of
hand it,
some gold to buy a
hand it,
any old kind of
hand it,
any old thing just to put on your head. That ain't true. You need a
boom, ba boom, boom.
Hand it. any old kind of
planet.
Some gold to buy a
planet.
Any old kind of
planet.
Any old thing just to put on your head.
Boom, ba boom, boom.
Planet.
I wish that guy with the sax would give up.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Ah! Hound here. Oh, boy. That was Pete and Jimmy with So Wild.
It certainly was.
We heard the Five Peaks with You Need a Hair Net.
No longer a problem in my case.
In this weather, yeah. Really start causing the frightening wig effect. Ill Brooch, got a new hair dome.
Look like a 90-day wonder now.
Yeah.
You Hayden, call me Lieutenant Mathers.
You heard Hayden Thompson with Fairlane Rock. The Diablos, Jump, Shake, and Move. Carl Newman and his Nighthawks with Rockin' and a Boppin'. And Big Daddy and the Boys with Bacon Fat.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. What's he doing?
Dan is with us. He's feeding
a jug. Electric
yeah,
jug?
He and Rocky are jamming.
Is it time for news for idiots, or should we renounce, or what do we do?
Let's renounce first. Somehow just don't feel like
let's see.
I'm on top of this.
Well, the Raunch Hands are over at the Strip, and we'll be giving away some tickets for that.
The handouts are replacing the last one. Boy, Blair called up and straightened us out on this this raging controversy.
Il Bruce has a gig Monday night, and it's free to get in. The Continental Divide,
yeah.
The A-Bones with the Devil Dogs.
The A-Bone with the Devil Dog.
Manhattan, 3rd Avenue between 8th and 9th Streets.
Not Max's Kansas City, but an incredible simulation.
Yes.
You're welcome to stand around outside.
What else is going on? So Empire State Soul Club meets this Thursday
for their
third anniversary dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's 145 Hudson Street in Manhattan.
Warren Lee will be in the dunk tank.
J.J. Cale, the white man's answer to Jimmy Reed, is at the bottom line tonight. And we went last time.
J.J. the King, Cale?
Yeah. And last time, the first set was great, and the second set was terrible because he had this horrible Dave Sanborn-influenced sax player in a band. Bad white blues harmonica player that he brought on to play.
As opposed to those good white blues harmonica players.
Yeah, as he brought on for the second set. But the first set, he really does sound like a moron's...
He is kind of the king of the
Jimmy
surf
Reed.
Guitar, isn't
and
he?
And he's so lazy, he got this really great-looking hippie girl to, like, learn how to play guitar exactly like him, so she plays all the leads, and he just plays... He's got this Casio guitar synthesizer that he just sort of doodles around with, and Quine actually went up to talk to him and said he did smell like a bear. Oh, there you go. J.J. Cale, thinking man's idiot.
Rolling Stones at Woody's
again. Second week in a row?
Yep, they're
I think they're still playing. Yeah,
they're still getting through last week's set.
Uh-huh. Well, it's that long sort of jam out version of why don't we sing the song together, whatever that thing, you know?
Yeah.
With the tambourine.
Salt of the Earth, maybe.
I don't know.
Okay, so what's in the news today? Oh. It is St. Paddy's Day. Please stay the hell out of my neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, folks, it's spring break and
McSorley's is closed. It's
spring break on the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
Michael Myers is out there supervising the wet
Paddy's
t-shirt contest.
Story. No green-tinted swine will lead the Paddy's Parade in Ventura, California because of objections that pig lovers made.
What?
People
admit to loving pigs?
Plans were all set for St. Patrick's Day's big deal until the animal activists started to squeal. A full-blooded Irishman, a sight to be seen, planned to carry Colleen, a pig dyed bright green, but down the parade route.
I'm not saying anything.
Grand Marshal James Monahan, who led the parade, got grief from the Humane Society, which 30 complaints about dyeing the pig green.
As opposed to dyeing the Irish
They said
green?
The porker might suffer emotional shock if paraded by block after block with the green dye all over it. This could solve our problem of that we were talking about before, huh?
Yeah.
A little green dye?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Green-tinted feminists, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A man who won a $25,600 BMW in an MTV promotional contest was seriously injured in a one-car crash that demolished the car, authorities said. John D. Rogers, 23, was in critical condition in Grant Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio, after Sunday's one-car accident, which he lost control, so to speak, on a curb.
A one-car pileup?
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
The car went over an embankment, flipped over, and Rogers was thrown out. It's not known if he was wearing a seatbelt or was drunk, said Lieutenant Dave Large of the Ross County Sheriff's Department. He won the car in January in a contest sponsored by the Cable Music Channel. He also won $150,000. I guess he knows what to do with that now, which he put in a bank while continuing to work at odd jobs, his mother said.
When would happen to the people who won Bon Jovi's house?
I don't know. A one-house tornado accident?
Yeah. Anyway, it's another weird one. A little coffee with the Cremora. State health officials in Chester, South Carolina, were called in last weekend when a white powder coated cars and homes in the northern South Carolina, in this northern South Carolina community. But officials from the Department of Health and Environmental Control said there was nothing to worry about. It was just Cremora. Borden Incorporated, which manufactures the powdered non-dairy creamer, and occasionally air vent dryers inside the plant become clogged, and they send out clouds of Cremora throughout the community.
So there are people running around with cups of coffee trying to...
No, but what happened is the creamer mixes with dirt and pollen and settled a grimy layer over windows, aluminum siding, bushes, all that, you know, porches and stuff. And they said it was like a volcano, just stacks of this Cremora coming out of the Borden plant in Chester, South Carolina. That stuff is really vile tasting.
Yeah.
I mean, forget about it. All right, that's the almost 5-minute mark. What do you think? Soul Caboose? Time for
Already?
Soul Caboose?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
What do you got?
5 Deutones.
Okay.
Hit it.
I want to know, is everybody got that feeling? If you got that feeling, let me say yeah. Come on!
This is a hit!
You better stay back. Way back. You better stay back. Way back. You better stay back. Way back. You don't want me to have a heart attack. Don't kiss me with your movie lips. Don't kiss me with your way out hips. Told you, baby, told you right from the start. Baby, 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 I got a new heart. You better stay back.
Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
She's so respectable. She's so respectable.
What kind of girl is this?
What kind of girl is this?
She's never, ever been kissed.
What kind of girl?
This is a hit!
I'm a cop.
come tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I spent a whole year in the jungle. A girl getting into me and a fear in me. Rock, roll, shimmy the shade.
Next week.
Children, but when I switched on my gas, I
found a man that cut my gas off. Just then I went to my front door and picked up my newspaper. And when I sat down in my old easy chair, children, when I switched on the lights, I found a man that cut my lights off too. Just then I felt so bad that I just wanted to take me a little ride. And I went outside and got on my 1938 Cadillac. And I turned the corner, children, and my car gave out of gas, and I had to walk right back home. But just as I was walking through my front door, I heard the phone when it rang. And the only girl in the world that I ever loved, children, called me and said, Clarence, I want you to loan me $5. But Lord, it hurt me so bad when I'd had to tell her that I didn't have but 50 cents of my name and it had a hole in it, and she put me down. Then, children, about 12 noon, I got a letter in the mail, and it said that if I didn't have my rent in by 5 o'clock, that I was going to have to get out of there. And Lord, I felt so bad then that I just wanted to sit down and sing me a song. I guess I would have sang a song, children. I guess I would have sang a song that I had never sang before in my whole life. I guess I would have sang Part-Time Love, but Johnny Taylor hadn't recorded it at that time. Then I guess I would have sang I Need to Belong to Someone, but Jerry Butler hadn't recorded his at that time. But as I was thinking, children, I couldn't help but feel the tears when they ran down my eyes. I said, oh,
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
You're right. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. And that's today's Soul Caboose. Did anybody see the Soul Train Award show?
No.
But there was they repeated it this morning, actually.
Yeah, yet another dumb awards show.
Possibly the dumbest?
Actually, I think it was the smartest. Yeah, they were definitely giving out awards for Jerry Curls.
Coolness.
Yeah.
For that, relaxation.
That was Clarence Ask with Trouble I've Had by Request. Counting backwards. J.J. Jackson with Oh My Liddy. Gino Parks, Gino is a Coward. Did Bruce Springsteen really cover that? That's what somebody called and said a couple of months ago.
No, what it was is he did a song called I'm a Coward that was some kind of ripoff of it. Vince Bernicevic's Air Force covered it, though, and that's what's important.
The Isley Brothers, everybody's favorite ethnic group, with Respectable.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Dewey, Heart Attack. And that's from this new album, plug, Whippin' On 'Em, 16 soul-stirring stompers. And Mr. T, who is responsible for compiling this, will be here next week as our guest DJ.
Oh.
And we open the set up with the five Deutones and
get it.
And for you soul fans, the Soul Empire State Soul Club meets this Thursday. That's the 22nd of March, 145 Hudson Street, 9 p.m.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a good
place
to dance.
Nice place to make friends. Sort of.
Jeff the Chef, Warren Lee, Connie the Empress will all be there. And, yeah, it's a good pool table. You can
amazing
dance.
Gang of idiots called from
you
all.
You don't have to crane your neck looking at a stupid rock band.
You already know what kind of music.
Yeah, you already know it's going to be good.
Crane your neck looking at stupid girls.
Yeah. Okay, I guess
it is.
Back to the news.
It is spring break weekend in the East Village, folks. I hope you all are behaving accordingly.
Yep. In fact, there's three or four dead to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan Quayle is on some kind of weird mission down there in Chile, you know, the place where we had, like, the president killed back
Chile,
in the
Chile
70s.
Chile is ours. Yeah, we don't
put our guy in there. Anyway, so little Danny Quayle and his wife are down in Chile, and they gave him a little present, which is something I would have really enjoyed. But it says here, according to Deborah Oren in the Post, that it was a souvenir fit for a teenage locker room. On the road in Chile, in front of his horrified wife, that's Marilyn Quayle.
Marilyn, long-suffering Quayle.
At first blushed bright red when at a tourist stand he saw a male Indian doll that goes beyond being anatomically correct, unless you're Bo Diddley. It's anatomically exaggerated, they said here. but he laughed out loud and promptly bought it in full view of reporters. What a guy.
Despite, he's a brave man.
He's a fertility
despite despite his wife's desperate efforts to interest him in something, anything else.
Maybe he thought it was a candy bar.
Maybe some colored pencils, honey.
I could take this home, Marilyn. This might be something teenage boys might find interest in.
Does Dan Quayle spend a lot of his time trying to find things to interest teenage boys?
Maybe.
I don't know.
The doll, a common tourist trinket, at first glance seems to be a wooden South American Indian wearing a big grin, but reveals its other properties when lifted, the paper said. That's it, you know, you lift it up and this big schlong pops out of the thing.
Cool.
Neat.
Yeah. What a sense of humor that guy has.
Just the thing to lure teenage boys into the garage with.
Yeah, right.
And our guy Rick Little, or Little Richard.
Yes.
Our filmmaker.
Our documentarian.
Oh, right,
which is actually quite good. But anyway, he was...
Home video.
Well, you made out good in it.
Yeah.
I talked to him the other night, and he was had some video thing going where he was the Ted Koppel guy, and Dan Quayle was, you know, it was like a Nightline setup, the way he was matching the video thing up. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Dan Quayle,
so it's like he's interviewing Dan Quayle. He said it's pretty good.
Kind of like one of those outer space party records.
Sal, you want to do one from the animal desk?
Yeah, since we're speaking of animals,
oh, you got one?
I guess. Yes, giant African frogs able to leap 30 feet in a single bound got the go-ahead to compete in the Calaveras County frog jump inspired by a Mark Twain tale. Now, this is a serious development in this contest, which I have followed a little bit over the years, mm-hmm. because these frogs are going to be able to jump over, you know, the people in the contest. Much less the other frogs.
Well, maybe they can have... Eventually, they can have frog jockeys.
Yeah. These frogs are up to 10 times bigger than the domestic variety normally entered, and other competitors complained they would wreck the contest.
Mm.
But fair official Buck King said, if he wants to abide by our rules, then let him jump. I think Mark Twain is up there right now looking down and laughing.
You think?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, they're only letting 10 of them in to the country.
Out of state talent.
They're afraid of those things.
Can you blame them? Huh.
All right. What are you doing over there, Mr. Hat?
I was kind of looking for the bongo driving set, which we're going to do next. But being our booze and surf editor, would you like to take on this new teenage craze of elevator surfing?
Yeah. Folks, you heard it here first. College freshman who fell to his death in a sport called elevator surfing was the latest casualty of a little-known but dangerous practice that has plagued high-rises for years, officials say. Sometimes called elevator action or piloting an elevator, right? I suppose piloting an elevator dude. The hazardous exercise involves climbing atop elevator cars, either through a trapdoor in the car's roof or by jamming doors open from a floor above the car and riding on the roofs. Quote, we've taken it terribly seriously. We've been fighting it for a long time, end quote, said Val Coleman, director of public information for the New York City
Housing
Authority.
You don't need a wetsuit or a woody or any of that expensive gear to go elevator surfing.
It's pretty cool. You don't get sand in your hair either. Just crushed
sun poisoning.
It's a very serious problem in our high-rise buildings. We've worked on a recently released cautionary videotape on the issue called The Children Are Too Young to Die. Ooh. A man from Otis Elevator says officials have known about this dangerous game for some time. And this is one of our major concerns, he says.
They are trying to streamline to make smaller, faster elevators to sort of increase the competitive angle of elevator surfing. Yeah.
I don't know.
So does that mean they can have like elevator surf bunnies?
Yeah, elevator surf.
Elevator
music.
Surf music. Yeah.
It's kind of like Montavani with reverb, you know?
Yeah. Excellent.
Reels.
I like this new trend.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange.
There's no question about it.
Legal ID right on the nose. See, I can mark it right down here in the lock. 1600 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do our much promised bongo driver set.
No. Let's jerk him around for another couple of weeks.
too late. It's already queued up.
There's going to be one potential suicide in this.
So, for those of you who play the bongo drums, you neo-beatniks like Denois here,
mm-hmm.
who's got a set of kungas set up.
That beatnik guy, Dennis, as he's known in Lancaster.
You going to play along, Denois?
I bet, bro.
Okay, hit it, Den.
Like wow.
We got a... Excellent.
Bye.
All his life. He never got fat. He wound up with a used car, a 17-inch screen, and arthritis. Tamari is a drag, man. Tamari is a king-size bust.
Baby, I love you for myself. You know there's no one else. There's no life. Yeah, baby, I need you by my side. My love will never hide. There's no lie. You know my love is true, it will never die. Till you put me down and you don't say why. But one thing for sure, I can plainly see that you got your mojo working on me. Baby, let's make a brand new start. You know you broke my heart. Yeah, that's no lie. Yeah, you know my love is true, it will never die. Down and you don't say why. The one thing for sure I can clearly see that you got your mojo working on me. Baby, the reason why I'm blue is because I'm not with you. That's no lie. Yeah, that's no lie. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
They cry, put down pot, don't think a lot. For what? Time, how much, and what to do with it. Sleep, man, and you might wake up digging the whole human race, giving itself 3 days to get out. Tomorrow is a drag, pops. The future is a flake. Oh.
turn around and find another man. Blue moon, baby. P-A-S, blue moon, baby.
Canary who couldn't sing. I had a cat that let me share my pad with her. I bought a dog that killed the cat that ate the canary. What is truth?
Baby, can't you hear me? Your daddy's gonna leave you on the next train. Yes, yes, Moselle, come back. Nothing to you. Well, I cry the whole night through because I can't help but thinking of you. And then I wash all thoughts away. Well, I can still hear someone say, you did her wrong, you did her cry. And that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, wrong. Say, you did her wrong, you did her cry, and that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, wrong, you made her cry, cry, and that's why she said goodbye. You did her wrong, you made her cry, and that's why she said goodbye. And now my heart is ringing like a bell, and I'm crying, come on back, Moselle. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had an uncle with an Ivy League heart. He had life with a belt in the back. He had a button-down brain, wind up, a belt in the mouth, and a button-down lip.
Oh,
Back in the States.
Oh, well, that's it. That's the bongo driving set.
Far out.
You like that, eh? What is truth?
Yeah, I like that.
Tommy Jim Beam and his Four Fifths with Bayou. What a great name for a band. Mm. What else is there to be said? Andre Mr. Rhythm Williams with Moselle. He's got a new record coming out on the Ichabod label.
Record.
Yeah, the press release said it was like too dirty to get airplay.
It's a really promising thing to have in a press release.
Yeah.
Truth in advertising.
Dave Diddle Day with Blue Moon Baby. The Volcanoes, Uh-Oh Mojo. And Red Hot Uh-oh. Russell opened it up with Pedro Joe.
Yep.
Okay, more renouncements.
What again?
Well, the A-Bones with Il Bruch playing for free with the Devil Dogs over at the Continental Divide Monday night.
A-Bones. The Devil Dog.
Empire State Soul Club Thursday. Tonight is the Raunch Hands. Also, J.J. Cale.
Together? On the same stage?
No, he's over at the Bottom Line with a terrible white blues singer, John Hammond Jr.
Hammond the Third.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, more news for morons.
Okay.
You know, I always like the political infighting that goes on in these tribute kind of like We Are the World kind of cash-in records.
Yeah.
It's a great one going on. I guess there's a Requiem for the Americas, a star-studded rock album released earlier this year to benefit Native Americans, has been plagued by as much politics as the residents of Wounded Knee. The latest snafu, Enigma Records had to remove ex-Bangle Susan Hoff's vocal from her duet with Simon Le Bon, Follow My Footsteps, when it was decided to release the song as the next single. According to one source, Hoff's label CBS Records, which plans to release her solo album this summer, felt that Hops was not featured prominently enough on the song.
Well, it's nice to know that she's not letting those lesser talented girls hold her back anymore, you know?
Yeah. All kinds of trouble with this record.
What else has gone wrong there, huh?
U2's label wouldn't let them use their song because the island didn't want U2 to be overexposed.
Oh, not like they are now.
Problems even caused by a dead man. It seems Jim Morrison's estate agreed to let them use some of the poetry recorded by Morrison on the album, provided that no music from surviving Door members appeared anywhere else on the record.
They're
can't
smarter,
blame
smarter
them.
Than they seem.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Ray Manzarek's organ anywhere near my voice if I was them.
When will the music be over?
Turn out the lights.
Uh-huh.
And it seems the Red Hot Chili Peppers, speaking of funny Indian hairdos, are in trouble. They've been playing at Spring Break down in Daytona Beach, where it has now moved that my hometown,
excellent,
Fort Lauderdale, has thrown Spring Break out of town. You know, with the 21-year-old drinking age, it's no longer that profitable, so figured it wasn't worth it. But this is actually a great photo of the incident going on right here. Hold it up to the radio psych gag.
Ooh. Wow. Well, what are they doing there?
Okay, bassist Michael the Flea Balcary of the hit Red Hot Chili Peppers rock band is pictured during an alleged attack on a spring break concert goer in Daytona Beach, Florida.
It seems Wednesday,
Balcary and drummer Chad Smith were arrested on charges of assaulting the woman after she jumped after jumping from the stage in mid-performance. Cops said Balcary picked her up, spun her around on his shoulders while Smith pulled her bathing suit to one side and slapped her bottom. Then she and Balcary fell and he knelt on her legs and yelled profanities at her before she cried for help.
Help.
The Virginia woman, apparently chosen at random, was bruised and shaken up.
And a little pinker than she started out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably just a sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she'd been, you know, naughty.
Yeah. An Italian tourist died after he was trampled to death by an elephant on a beach in Thailand this week.
This is entirely un-spring break related?
Well, spring break in Thailand.
In Thailand, yeah.
The officer said the incident happened Thursday and identified the tourist as Salvador Visali, also known as Lucky, of Salami, Sicily. So watch it in Thailand when you're on the beach there.
Yeah, folks, we're just assuming naturally that you're going to do the right thing and make Radio Hound your spring break headquarters for spring break 1990.
Yeah. Does anybody have the gorilla story?
Gorilla My Dreams?
Where'd the gorilla story go? I know, I do have the file.
It's a tiny little
file at this very moment.
It's actually torn from a newspaper. Yeah. It's in the other half.
Oh, it's in the other half. Oh, there it is. Here you go. Sally's our animal editor, actually.
Far away.
Well, in Dallas, officials of the Dallas Zoo looking for a way to beat the Texas heat may turn to a gorilla on the rocks. Oh. A gorilla cooler is not some kind of exotic drink. Designers of the zoo's new gorilla habitat are working to develop cool rocks. Cool rocks? Refrigerated fake rocks to encourage its four gorillas to stay outside on them when it's hot.
Lay on them. Okay.
Wow, this is...
So they won't just, like, fling turds and masturbate in public, like, as gorillas are wont to do in a zoo?
Yeah.
And in the wild?
Yeah.
No, they hide in the back and pick each other, you know?
Oh.
And now they can hide in the front and pick each other.
Yeah.
On the cool rocks.
WFMU, we do it all for you. Anyway,
yeah,
let's...
It's worth the taste.
Should we spin a few records and hope the vibe report comes in?
Yeah, I'm
and
still...
And then we'll get the vibe. If we don't get a vibe report, we'll give away some Raw Chains tickets. Otherwise, we'll do it after the VOM. How's that?
Okay, folks, are you up to date
okay
on that?
Okay, you, Dan?
Because that's what's important.
All right. Hey,
I don't see a show of hands in the listening audience.
Somehow, this is Aaron Neville, now who just won a Grammy, and this is an out...
For what?
For singing with Linda Pigface Ronstadt.
Uh-huh.
And this is an outtake from that
the
record.
The Coke Shovel Ronstadt?
Yeah.
Same
one?
You know, he beat me for my bottle before I got high. I gave up knowing that I was dead because he had that big red gun pointed at my head. But curiosity will get the best of the best. You know, he smells that bottle and liquor did the rest. And I said, hey, la, hey, hey, oh, la. It was a long, long time before he pulled it away. His eyes got crossing, man, and he started wilding. He took four steps forward and this is what he said. He said, hey, la, ooh, de, hey, oh, la. Hey, la, ooh, de, hey, oh, de. He said, hey, 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 oh, la. Hey, oh, la, today. See, this cat was just about to party because he had that great big ring in his eye. He said, come
come on and hurry the lane. Let's get out of trouble. Just jump in my space, I'll ride and take a little ride. So now I'm not afraid of no kind of spaceman, because I keep my defense right by my side. And if you ever see me any place or any time, you can bet I'm holding my body by my side. And I'm going to say, hey, la, hey, we, hey, oh, la. Hey, la, mm, hey, hey, oh, la. Hey, 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 oh, la. Hey, oh, hey, I feel good today.
This is a hit!
And I'll take my soul.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Right. Hound here, WFMU East Orange. That was Bucky in the Premieres with Summer School. We heard the Emeralds. That's with no D, Emeralds. Soda Pop, Jukebox, Rock and Roll.
They covered a lot of bases on that one.
You bet. The Veritones with Pink Pedal Pushers. And we opened up with Aaron Neville and Specimen.
Specimen?
Yeah, an Italian astronaut.
Spending too much time in hospitals, I think.
Yeah.
Specimen.
Oh, boy. So, we,
Neville, my love.
Yeah, I guess we can do one news story and see if our vibe meister shows his ugly voice.
Austin, no less.
Yeah.
From the spring break in Austin.
Well, South by Southeast with the
you've
Star
all heard
Trek convention
this, but
with cowboy hats.
It is a great story about these city cops in a wee bit of trouble.
There's a new one on me. I was out of town all week.
Oh, well, after that huge outpouring of grief about the cops who shot each other in the war on drugs. Nice to know that some capable people are in charge.
Part of the problem, part of the solution.
Yeah, so there's a big funeral up in Metro Monas, Pennsylvania, and a bunch of cops got out of hand when they drank beer and urinated in public, and they were run out of town by a local authority.
These were New York cops?
These were New York's finest. They said they just had to urinate. We got 6 porta potties up here. Use your damn head, they were told. I mean, they did set up the porta potties for them, but you know.
No, spring break and.
You can take a pig out of the city, but you can't, you know. But it's amazing, you know, like that. Never mind.
Your Easter vacation fun headquarters. 20-year-old tourist was killed and at least five other people were injured in two incidents of gang violence in the East Village, police said yesterday. The first incident, the tourist was murdered and two of his teen friends were stabbed by gang members when the trio came to the aid of a man being beaten by the gang. Oh, and let's see. Two members of the Hell's Angels motorcycle group were arrested on assault charges in an unrelated incident.
Yeah, one is Roscoe's pal, Bonji.
Is that right?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
kidding.
He just got his top rocker, too.
Beat three men with a metal baseball bat in an argument over a parking spot. Gee, I wonder where that was.
Well, what the hell are they doing trying to park in front of Hell's Angels headquarters,
Street, yeah.
Morons?
Hey, you knocked over my bike.
That couldn't possibly be Roscoe on the wrong line, could it?
I don't know.
Anything's possible.
Yeah.
Here, take a dare.
Take a dare?
Yeah.
Put them on the air.
Well, you want to check what's going on in the production?
They're off the line, whoever it is. Now they're back on the line, whoever it is. I don't think you can check in the production room. That's not hooked in. Well, we'll give it another second or two, and then we...
Okay. A little quiet moment.
Then we'll try to give away a raunchy and take a Sal, you got a news story there?
This is a sex lies story.
Sex lies.
Sex lies. Oh, here's an insight that may fail to shock dedicated students of the mating game. People often tell lies in order to have sex.
No.
Honest.
No.
That's what it says here.
No, I'm not in the A-bones.
Well,
no.
In the survey, 34% of male respondents and 10% of women
the check's
admitted
in your mouth.
That they had
I won't
told
come in
a
your
lie
mailbox.
In order to have sex.
Is that patently offensive by community standards?
Depends on where you live.
Okay.
East Orange, no way.
Even more said that they would lie if it's...
We got the scope.
Well, the
that
story
was Roscoe on the other line.
You got the phone with the boat hook.
Air line. You there, Roscoe?
Batteries.
Yeah, Roscoe. You there? Sco? Wait.
I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn it up in there, will you, Sam?
You confused us because it came in a different line. We just figured it was somebody wanting
an
LCD.
Can you play that Bacon Fat song?
Yeah.
Well, I left my phone book in the other hotel.
Oh, so you had to call information.
Yeah, and then I had to call the old number, which gave me a bunch of other numbers.
Possibilities.
Oh, God.
Blah, blah, blah. But anyway...
Well,
this week's Vibe Report is coming to you from the lobby of the Four Seasons Hotel in Austin, Texas.
Excellent.
Where me and Rob Patterson...
Yeah!
Rob the Flack!
Robbie the Flack!
He's right here with me. We're taking part in this South by Southwest music business schmooze-a-rama.
Rob and Eric's excellent adventure.
Right now, there's a guy with a credit card at a big table by the pool just waiting to order my crab meat quesadillas.
Ooh.
And
a Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary, yes, sir.
Excellent. So how's it going down there? Did you guys play yet?
Have you
We're
won yet?
Tonight, but we did. I did attend some panels by Lou Whitney, who Lou Whitney says, you know, hi, I'm Lou Whitney, producer, da-da-da, from Springfield, Missouri, the recording capital of Greene County. I do, my specialty is making cheap records, and I'm 47 years old, but I read at a 48-year-old level. he had them going pretty good. There's been, the biggest celebrity spotting was the Fighting Illini were there because the NCAA regionals are also down here, and I met Fennis Dembo.
Wow.
Frank was rapping with him, like Frank did LL Cool J's radio while Fennis did the beatbox with his face.
Were they talking about hair a lot?
What?
Did the two of them talk about hair a lot?
No, they just gave each other the nod because they knew about the chemicals and the process and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's gone pretty well, and one of the main reasons is because Rob the Flack is such an excellent organizing type dude, and, you know, he's really got people like him down here. It's amazing.
That's weird. That's so weird.
Hold on, and Rob would like to speak to the greater New York audience.
Okay.
So here you go, guys. How about it?
RP!
We have to can this Flack thing, guys.
RTF! So what are you doing for a living down there?
Well, now I'm doing ad sales, even lower.
Ah.
Even lower, but at least they get money for it, which is kind of cool.
Yes, folks, there is something lower than rock journalism.
Yes, there is. There's something lower than rock journalism, rock publicity, and even being a musician.
Yeah.
So who's out there? Who we got? We got, I
we
know,
got,
we got,
we got,
Del Bruce.
Del Bruce. Denois.
Denois.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, guy.
What's
that, man? So, you guys are keeping up the bar up at 2A for me, I hope.
Yeah. It fell down as soon as you left.
I know
it's sort of leaning to one side.
There's a conspicuous space there.
Yeah.
And nobody is buying Pernod, you know, but I shall return soon.
We got your spot saved.
Uh-huh.
Chair's
getting a little dusty.
Early May, back to New York.
Oh, Lord.
Yep, you know, with taking New York attitude and Texas attitude and putting it together, it's going to be really disgusting.
Well, we're putting our clippings together, Rob. We can't wait to see you.
That's
okay,
like having
guys,
two holes to fart out of.
Once again, and then we're going to go eat that credit card lunch on BMI. So make sure when you play those BMI records that you send in the royalties so this lunch will get paid for, okay,
when
guys?
You play it, eat it, yeah.
Here's the
skull.
Yeah.
Okay. See you, Rob.
How about it?
How about it?
How about it? Wow. The music industry. I dig it.
It's kind of like a Star Trek convention with cowboy hats, huh?
It's really funny. There's a lot of... It's every day you see people at the convention that bought, like, brand new cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And they're, like... They're walking with this funny walk because their feet are hurting. They're not... And they're trying not to, you know, trying not to feel bad about it because they just liberated all the cash from their wallet for their new cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in, Texas last week.
Did you buy a pair of cowboy boots down there?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I've been using my money for evil.
Oh,
excellent.
So, I have more reports next week, and we'll be returning to you. And right now,
it's back to your spring break world headquarters.
Rock on, Skull.
And,
dudes, be excellent to each other.
Blast some vom set and aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Later, Skull.
Oh, direct from Texas, Roscoe and Rob the Flack.
Partners in crime.
Holy cows.
Yeah, let's
go and Bob's excellent adventure.
That. Yeah, you know it. Oh, release line. Kill the vibe. Time
Atomic
for the bomb.
Batteries to power.
With the Trogs.
Get along with me. Well,
sweet little baby, where you look so fine. But to be my woman, got to walk the line. You got to mow the lawn. You got to mow the lawn. You got to mow the lawn. If you wanna get along with me, mow the lawn. Well, I book for the doctor and I book for the nurse. I'm gonna keep on booking till they throw me in the hearse. I got to boogie, I got to boogie, I boogie to leave. Damn it all back. There we keep it rocking on. You gotta walk the dog. You gotta walk the dog. You gotta walk the dog. If you wanna get along with me, you gotta hate it, hey. 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 You gotta hide it, hide. You got to hide it, hide.
Don't cry.
Oh, live re-Q. We got the wrong song. What did her drive back? That was right, Bruce?
Okay, I was on the phone.
You
my
stupid,
fault.
Stupid, stupid man.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, folks.
Drive.
stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
while back in the States.
Ah, don't you love VOM time, folks?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
WFMU East Orange, New Jersey. World beat. Nothing but world beat.
Right. That was the MC5.
It certainly was.
Their variation of the Trogs, I Want You. We heard Neil Young in there, a little false cue there with a Drive Back, Il Bruce's request. The Flamin' Groovies with Dr. Boogie.
Also my request.
Right, and Roy Loney, James Farrell, Danny Mim of the Groovies will be playing at CB's April?
April something or other.
April something or other, yeah, and at Maxwell's also. And we open up with the Trogs, I Want You. By the way, Andy Schwartz,
the Trogs do want you.
Cub reporter Andy Schwartz sent in a little MC5 update from some weird music industry magazine. It's a little questionnaire for Rob Tyner.
Rob Tyner, who Wayne Kramer, while he was still living in New York, always referred to exclusively as the fat kid.
Right. Well, you can find Wayne Kramer hanging around at...
like Key West or something, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, he's not no longer at the methadone clinic?
No, there, I think he moved to Florida and got married again.
Oh, that's nice. Rob Tyner's got a new project on RNA Records called Blood Brothers. He had a little questionnaire here. Marital status, wife, Becky, three children, hobbies, science fiction, movies, paleoanthropology, collecting swords, and rock and roll.
Me too.
His employment record here, lead vocalist, songwriter, and lyricist for MC5, recording vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, electro, auto, harp, harmonica, guitar, keyboards, dulcimer, flute, and talking drum.
Most often asked, who does your hair?
Yeah. His favorite current album is Repeat Offender by Richard Marx.
Uh-huh.
His favorite album of all time is the Sex Pistols album. His favorite vocalist is, as if you couldn't tell, Luciano Pavarotti. His favorite place to play is in arenas. The most influential people on his
stadiums.
The most influential people on his career: Dick Williams, John Landau, also known as Mr. Bruce Springsteen,
uh-huh,
Dave Dixon, Miyamoto Musashi, and Black Elk. Yeah.
Is this a Doers Profile wannabe?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Boy,
I think
howdy.
So. Rob Tyner, yeah. Okay, we got these Raunch Hands tickets to give away. We're going to give away two pairs. Actually, not tickets. You don't get to hold a ticket. What you get is your name on the guest list.
Mm-hmm.
Over at the Dive.
No, the
Strip.
Same thing.
Yeah. The Strip, which is the corner of 14th Street and 7th Avenue.
It's actually a bar called McCarthy's.
Wait a second. We already got somebody trying to win the ticket. Let's just see what this person... Okay, let's see if they can guess.
Don't swear, knucklehead.
Yeah. Okay, guess the answer. He hung up. Yeah.
Okay.
See, we didn't even ask the question. What we're going to do is we're gonna play Guess the Rock Star. We're going to play your record, and you're going to try to tell us who this major rock star
is. The listener.
Earlier in their career. The phone number is
here. We've got the jobs clearly divided. We play the record. You call
now,
up and guess.
If you want to go see the Raunch Hands over at... It's in McCarthy, 7th Avenue and 14th Street in Manhattan, tonight about 11 or 12.
It smells really bad in there.
Smells
it's a
bad.
Nice place, nevertheless.
Yeah. So you tell us who this is singing, and you get... On the guest list plus two, we'll take the first two correct answers. 678-7743, area code 201. I'll repeat
again,
that.
We play the record. You call up and tell us who it is on the record. It's not the other way around,
right?
Okay?
678-7743. Okay, this is
a phrase that pays. What's your favorite radio station?
This is a pretty easy one, so we won't give you any hints.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it.
I don't hear anything.
Take what you can find.
Boy, no correct answers at all.
Yeah. Well, the response was underwhelming.
I'll tell you what, we'll give you a hint. Well, it's not Eric Burden. It's not the Remo Casey Band. Who's at Maxwell's tonight and features Vince Bernicevic playing drums.
It's all true.
Former members of Cutthroat and Vince Bernicevic's Air Force.
Air Force, yeah.
I'll give you a couple of hints.
Is it that little brother? It's Seth. It's the other little brother. It's the one that wasn't in Cutthroat.
Well, that's not
former Berklee School of Music.
That's not what I was told. Okay, no. The person singing has the lowest golf handicap in the rock and roll world, and
yes.
He played New York this week. Okay, what else do I need to tell you?
Get out the paper, you know.
And if we don't get any correct answers at number 678-7743,
we're going to shut off the transmitter and go home.
Yeah, you get to see the Ranch Hands over. Well, let's try this one. What's your guess?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your guess?
Yeah, Alice Cooper.
You win. I'm going to put you on hold.
Ruby.
And we'll get your name.
So my little brother doesn't steal your name.
Yeah. Put that guy on hold.
You're on hold, guy.
Is he on hold? He's on hold now.
Okay.
All right, we got that. Okay, so we're going to go into Blues Hangover, and then we'll give away some more tickets after that. How's that sound?
So,
kick
so
it
relax,
off with Howlin' Wolf.
next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
Chicken stuff. Chicken stuff. Cradle rocker, you know I ain't the baby's papa, but I know for myself in your front yard is where I get my load. Well, you talk, you like my hopping, why don't you keep me for your little toad? Mama, do you know one thing? Your water tank is just deep enough. I can dive down to the bottom, take my time and tread right back up.
Hi, Dick, man, you're on an eco trip.
know you keep on nagging, babe. Complaining and a raising sand. The reason why you keep on nagging, because you want another man. But keep on nagging, the nagging woman in this land. Well, the minute you stop nagging, you know I'm gonna shake your hand. You know you got me plain nursemaid, babe. Honey, why you tramp the streets? You got me doing everything you want me. You know I can't be beat. So stop nagging, woman, before you knock me off of my feet. But I love you, girl, honey, cause you're so sweet. Groovy
boy, I'd like to strap you on sometime.
Back in the jungle.
Oh, right. This is The Hound, WFMU. East Orange, Blues Hangover, that was it. Smokey Smothers, that was Freddie King's first session. He sounds like Hound Dog Taylor on that, right? Mm-hmm. Monkey Man. Jimmy Anderson with Naggin'. Funny Papa Smith, who also was also known as Howlin' Wolf in the 30s. Hoppin' Toad Frog. Hop Wilson, Chicken Stuff. And we opened up with the other Howlin' Wolf with Sugar Mama.
Colin Wolf Jr., I don't know.
Right, so let's do one more news story, then we'll give away some more Raunch Hands tickets.
Okay.
Okay, well, in Franklin, Ohio, John Branson dressed for success with a wig, bra, and a little red number to reward pupils who doubled a reading goal at his elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah. He went out on a limb for this one.
That does constitute a reward?
Yeah, well, he's principal of a grade school in Ohio. He initially offered to come to school in a Hawaiian shirt and shorts if his 300 students could read 3,000 books during last week's Right to Read Week.
That didn't impress his little perverts, did it?
Right. The kids had another idea. We'll read the books, they said, if you dress as a woman and sit on the roof for everyone to see.
Wow.
Anyway, the kids ended up reading 6,669 books. Hey, that's a weird number.
So I guess we figure out what happens to kids when they grow up watching Pee-wee.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, this
that
morning's show would definitely have helped that. But so Branson put on a dress Thursday and moved his telephone to the roof of a one-story wing of the school and stayed there all day, sporting a shoulder-length brown wig, a straw hat, and a red dress over a, quote, 38B cup stuffed bra.
According to one fourth grader, he looks fabulous. Anyway, so does anybody else want to go see the Raunch Hands for free tonight over at the Strip at McCarthy's Bar, 14th
Street, 7th Avenue?
A tremendous
opportunity to get beaten up by tourists, folks. It's St. Patrick's Day. What the hell?
Yeah.
Aaron, go brawless, you know?
Okay, so here's the phone number here, 678-7743. I'm going to play a record by... This is one of the biggest rock groups of the early 70s. They had like 9 top 10 singles
excellent
in a row.
Excellent classic rock, dudes.
Yeah, and of course, they, you know, later on, their leader went solo and became an unlistenable idiot who shows up, you know, at the annual Rock Hall of Fame Awards making a jerk out of himself. But I'm going to play you this record. You tell me who the group is, and you win the tickets. How could you call...
Put him on.
Okay, who is
it? Who is it, pal?
Who is it, wise guy?
I was calling about the tickets for the Raunch Hands.
Yeah, okay, answer the question. We haven't played the record yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nah.
Did he get it?
No, he didn't get it. He's not even listening.
Mm. Yeah. What, is Dave there?
Yeah. No, he wants the Raunch Hands tickets, but he didn't even get the question. I'm going to play the record, then you answer the question, folks.
Folks, let's look at one more time.
Okay, name the rock group. One more hint. They're on the same label as Lenny Bruce. Well, we had one winner. We can give away another set of tickets. Let's just see if any of these people... We'll take them on the air. How about that?
Okay. What folks, do you say? Don't swear, okay?
Yeah. Let's see. Airline. What's your guess?
He's thinking.
What's your... Airline. Wait a second. Release line. Airline. I can't seem to release that one. Okay. Air. What's your guess?
Chris.
Okay, you got it. I'm going to put you on hold, and we have two winners, and that'll be it. Right, it's Creedence. They were on the same label as... Oh, you actually hung up on that guy.
I'm still here.
Oh, you're still there? Okay. Okay, now you're on hold, I think.
I hope.
Okay, yeah, that was Creedence. And we're going to go on to the cooing female set. What do you think?
Give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
When you're on my mind, love you little baby, let's make some time. I'm a little baby, I'm a little girl. Little girl.
Boy.
Well, cute, let's make some time. Well, cute, let's make some time. Little girl.
Little
girl. Well, I wish that I could call you mine. Well, I wish I could call you mine. Well, I can't help but think when you're on my mind. Should I could call you mine? Well, I can't help but thinking when you're on my mind. I love you, little baby. Let's make some time.
A point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Yeah, baby, I love you so.
Ooh, yeah, baby,
let's rock and roll.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Hold me in your loving embrace.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
We'll blast off for outer space.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Ooh, yeah, baby, it's Saturday night.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Start the music and hold me tight.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Up above is a big old moon.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
We're gonna rock to the morning. Baby, I love you so.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Ooh, yeah, baby, let's rock and roll.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Hold me in your loving embrace.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
We'll blast off for outer space.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Ooh, yeah, baby, it's Saturday night.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Start
got the music in a whole new time.
Ooh, yeah, baby, ooh, yeah, baby.
Up above is a big old moon.
Ooh, yeah, baby, ooh, yeah, baby.
We're gonna rock till the morning.
Ooh, yeah, baby, ooh, yeah, baby.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
This love is driving me mad, but what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell me. Oh, I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away. I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you. Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad, but what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell. Oh, I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me.
Such a pretty baby.
I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you.
Oh, baby.
This is a hit!
One look at you, my heart goes cheap seeing me.
Got it bad, and that ain't good.
think mine's made out of lasagna?
I got it bad, and that ain't good.
And when the weekend's over, baby, and Monday rolls around,
meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, there you go. Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, Embraceable You, I Got It Bad. There's a cover-up going on.
Embraceable You All. Yeah, what was the deal with that?
There's a weird Louis Prima cover-up.
What the hell you guys were talking about?
Well, Sally called yesterday and said, you got to watch A Current Affair. There's something about a love triangle between Louis, Keeley, and some guy.
Sam Butera?
Sam.
Oh, Sam Butera. Ooh. Louis with
That's an ugly thought.
Louis with a taste for dark meat.
Yeah, they did a commercial on it.
But of course, when it came broadcast time, it was replaced by a Morgan Fairchild story.
Yeah, so there is the Morgan Fairchild story.
Yeah, there is a cover-up going on about
Morgan
Louis
Fairchild.
And Keeley. You know, we heard Clyde Stacey with So Young, Kip Tyler and the Flips, Ooh Yeah Baby, John and Jackie with Little Gal, and Gino and Gino with She Belongs to Me. And do we have a PSA? I think we're supposed to give a PSA.
Well, Radio Ranch Hands, Ranch Pals. Everybody has problems to deal with at some point in their own lives. Many of us are able to get through an emotional crisis on our own, but sometimes when a problem becomes overwhelming, spelled interestingly here, professional help may be needed. WFMU may be able to help you find the guidance you need. And if you don't mind us saying so, you need it. WFMU maintains an updated listing of mental health organizations offering a variety of guidance services. If you need help with an emotional crisis, or if you need to help someone close to you, call WFMU at 201-678-7743. We'll give you the names and numbers of organizations that may be able to help you. Also, if you have information you'd like to included in our listing, send it directly to WFMU, C/O, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, zip 07019. This referral program is a public service at WFMU.
Thank you, Ibrich.
You're welcome.
I think the staff knows about
now,
that.
Now we've got this very long, weird sperm think piece, though. Is there anything we can...
It's from New Orleans, but it doesn't refer to the city at all. So obviously this is like the reporter was like drunk in a bar and made all this stuff up. It really is. It's the most amazingly convoluted,
fertility
think piece.
I mean, the way...
There's some great lines in there, but I can't collate it.
Evidently, sperms compete to help determine how you look, act, think, you know, your whole chromosome makeup. And all these sperms are fighting it out, and this reporter has taken it upon themselves. The reporter's name is Daniel Q. Haney. He's an AP science writer.
And he's down in New Orleans with conventioning, as far as I can
tell. Yeah, having a great time. Now listen to this. Among chimpanzees, who are perhaps humans' closest imitators in matters of sex, a female may mate 50 times with a dozen males in a single day.
Yeah, just like humans.
This is exactly how it's written, folks. Imagine all that sperm clawing towards the egg in a contest to contribute its donor's genes to the next generation.
Imagine.
Do you have it pictured, folks?
Den sperms also have claws.
Quiet. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I just want to make sure that it was like, you know...
Sperm competition has explained a lot of otherwise puzzling observations. For example, in many species, the sex act takes a lot longer than it would seem necessarily simply to transfer sperm from male to female.
Oh, the fun factor.
But sperm competition suggests that the male drags out the affair to keep the female occupied so she can't turn her attention to other suitors.
Or start talking.
We've known for a long time that insects have genitals that are just bizarre. They look like... They look like Rubik's Cube devices. Nobody before had the slightest clue that they might be anything but intricate locks and keys. Once people began looking at it in the light of sperm competition, it turns out that they are efficient scoops for taking out the previous male sperms.
Nope. Way to go.
Now Roscoe says he just uses a straw.
Oh. Cut to the chase, Hound.
Cut to the chase. This thing, it's like, goes on forever.
I know, but it's all so weird, and it just picks up steam.
Well, okay, how has sperm competition influenced male physiology? Penis size is one apparent example. Even though gorillas are far bigger than men, human penises are 3 times larger.
So, folks, if you go out camping in Africa...
Yeah, you can impress
those. You can
be
a big hit.
Gorillas have no sperm competition because one large male has a complete sexual control over a group of females. Humans, however, have evolved longer penises so that they will deposit their sperm as close as possible to the egg, improving chances of fertilization.
Oh.
Bruce, ask me why men produce so much sperm.
Hey, Hound, you know, I was wondering the other day while I was in the shower, why is it that men produce so much sperm?
Smith says the evolutionary strategy appears to overwhelm the competition with sheer numbers.
Smith who?
Smith. Smith and Wesson? It's a scientist guy. Smith, you know.
Get to the part about the husbands.
The husbands?
Yeah.
Women's breasts are an exception. They stay roughly the same size. This is why in many... I don't know, but you want to be, I don't know where the husband's part is.
I don't know. It's sprouting wings and flying away as we speak.
I can tell you the part about women's breasts, but I can't find the part about husbands, Bruce.
Why don't you tell me the part about... I don't know.
Why do women have breasts?
Does it have to do with a watermelon seed?
In many animals, female breasts are enlarged only when females are lactating and temporarily infertile. For this reason, obvious breasts are considered sexually repulsive in much of the animal kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Women's breasts are an exception. They stay roughly the same size, and this is intended to obscure whether they are lactating or not, as Smith puts it. To render additional ambiguity to female reproductive value is an imperfect system of female monogamy imposed by male domination.
I see.
Yes.
There was a good part in there. It sort of goes with the lying, the sex.
Listen,
lying
you guys had
story.
3 hours to sort this thing out.
Yeah, but you can
see I'm
going to
tell it. I'm going to tell the part. Okay.
It
said that a lot of times women will choose a man outside of her relationship.
Give me.
I found it.
Okay.
But the quote is beautiful.
Can there be evolutionary advantages for women in having sex with men other than their primary mates? Yes.
Apparently.
A woman may secretly choose a sex partner who is stronger, wittier, smarter, better looking than her husband.
Better looking.
This would help her produce more successful children and increase the odds that her genes will live on in succeeding generations. How?
Also about the men, it said husbands will go out and try to impregnate as many married or single women as possible. So that to ensure his genes into the next generation.
Right. Well, there you go, folks. The mysteries of sperm.
Food for thought. A transcript of this is available by writing to.
We'll hang on to this.
Right.
I'll tell you what. If you want a transcript of this, I'll Xerox it off for you. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Dr. Hound, WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. And with that, let's go into Hillbilly Hangover.
Be sure to mention the date and time of the broadcast.
And how many times we said the word sperm. Let's kick it off with Johnny Paycheck.
From my heart, the blues songs mixed with blue lights from that jukebox just destroys and tears my world apart. Yes, that's the meanest jukebox in town. Each dream I try to build, crumbles to the ground. And since she's gone, the only thing that keeps me hanging round is the meanest jukebox in town.
That's the meanest jukebox in town. Each dream I try to build, it crumbles to the ground. And since she's gone, the only thing that keeps me hanging round is the meanest jukebox in town.
I bet I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
I've got a lot of memories to last me the rest of my life. So if you don't wanna love me, baby, that'll be alright. I'm gonna take off. Gonna give myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party, think of how I used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party. I'm gonna give myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party, think of how it used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party.
Here's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Bye.
my cellmate, he was a hard-looking man. And he said that we all need a friend. And he says it's no crime when you're doing time. So I'm doing mine with my butt to the wall. Sleeping with my butt to the wall.
Mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
When I was young and just 16, I met a gal in New Orleans. She was young and pretty too. She said she had a ring dang do. She took me down into her cellar. She said I was a right nice feller. She fed me wine and whiskey too. She let me play with the ring-dang-do. She took me up into her bed. She placed a pillow beneath my head. Then I pulled out my cock-a-doodle-doo and I placed it in her ring-dang-doo. Look what you've done, her mother said. You went and lost your maidenhead. So pack your grip and your suitcase too and go to hell with your ring-dang-doo. So she packed her grip and became a whore. She hung a sign up o'er her door. Come all of you, come one or two, and take a crack at my ring-dang-doo. Oh, they came by twos and they came by fours, and pretty soon they came by scores. And she was glad when they were through, 'cause the darn near wrecked her ring-dang-doo. From Arkansas come a son of a bitch. He had the clap and the 7-year itch. He had the sif and the blue balls too, and he left them all in a ring-dang-doo.
I wish I hadn't said that.
Little kid Everybody's doing it. Everybody's tapping that thing. Man, a four and a four was a line in the bed. It all turned to four and two. Said, "Start that tapping thing. Tapping that thing. Tapping that thing. Tapping that thing. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's tapping that thing." It's a little old thing all covered with fur. The best damn pussy that ever was. Start tapping that thing. Tapping that thing. Tapping that thing. Tapping that thing. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's tapping that thing.
I think we wrapped up another one.
Yep.
In
yep.
fine form with the Hillbilly Hangover. That was Boulevard Shag Nasty, my birthday present from Il Bruch last year.
Uh-huh. Direct from the New Orleans Tower Records to you.
Tapping that thing. We heard Glenn Oren, Ring Dang Do.
That one goes out to patient guy and music lover Michael Chandler.
Hank Rotten Jr., Sleeping With My Butt to the Wall. I think Johnny Paycheck should record that one.
I don't know. He might be researching it as we speak.
Yeah. Don Gibson, I'm going to give myself a party, and open up with Johnny Paycheck and the meanest jukebox in town, as I am sometimes known. Okay, so Laurie S.
Put the coin in.
Laurie S. is up next. Who is her special guests again?
I don't know. Not the anti-scene.
No, wait. I'll remember it.
Rats of Unusual Size.
Rats of Unusual
Size.
The
guys from Vital Music.
We'll be playing live. Yeah, the guys from Vital Music. And for the Laurie...
fans.
We should have told Laurie how hot it was in here. Maybe she would have showed up in one of her, skimpier outfits.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She looks nice anyway.
Yeah. And, okay, I'd like to thank the dinosaur, yes. Sally the bartender, the ex-bartender. She got fired again. Let's hear it for Sally.
Yeah. Let's get her a job.
Il Bruch,
Monday night at the Continental Divide.
St. Patrick's Day.
Don't forget the Empire State Soul Club Thursday.
Go out, get drunk, throw up, beat the hell out of each other. You're our kind of people.
Mr. T will be here next week, guest DJing along with myself. And
But try and get some sleep anyway.
Yep. And that's it. Okay?
We're done.
The Lord, the Crick, you know.
Well, goodbye, Kansas City, New York City, here we come. Well, goodbye, Kansas City, New York City, here we come. I got my crazy approval here, and Morrissey, he is a pretty one. And we'll dig the crazy show. We're going to the Apollo, and we'll dig the crazy show. I got my crazy little baby, and boys, we gonna have some fun. Well, we'll stop in the Baby Grand, dig those cats on the bandstand. From there to Pump Cafe, where the food is okay. Well, goodbye, Kansas City, New York City, here we come. I got my crazy little baby, and boy, she is a pretty one. And I'm not lying, I know.
Yeah.